Stars and Max with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, the Royal Princess Anne is in Brisbane today to mark Remembrance Day, honouring the service and sacrifice of military personnel. Her Royal Highness, who serves as the Colonel-in-Chief to the Royal Australian Corps of Signals, will attend a commemorative ceremony at Gallipoli Barracks, Enoggera this morning, where she will lay a wreath in tribute to the fallen soldiers. This marks the Princess's visit to Australia since 2022, when she attended several engagements across the nation as a part of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations for the late Queen Elizabeth II. Her presence today in Brisbane continues a long tradition of royal recognition for the Australian Defence Force and its role in international peacekeeping.
In national news, a Kimberley mother says Western Australia's Department of Housing and Works offered her a house littered with needles and rubbish. Having experienced homelessness for years, single mother of two Amelia Johnson says she was at first relieved when she was offered a house, but now feels unsafe and dismissed. She said as well as the excess of rubbish, she was put in an unsafe area with security screens that were not secure. Miss Johnson deemed the house too unsafe to live with her children, so opted to return to couch surfing with some family friends. Housing hasn't even bothered to call me. That's how much value they put on mine and my children's life, she said. A spokesperson for the department said that the house had been vandalised since the last inspection, but did not respond to queries about when the property was last cleaned.
Elders in Victoria are celebrating decades of work after submitting a native title claim to the federal court. On Monday, 11 members representing the applicants lodged a formal Native Title Determination application to be considered by the National Native Title Tribunal. Elder Perry Warden said the application was the accumulation of decades of advocacy. This is a moment of acknowledgement and respect. It's about ensuring our connection to country is recognised in law, and it has always existed in truth, said Auntie Di Kerr. The community hopes the application will pave the way for future generations to maintain their cultural practices and deepen understanding of their ancestral land.
In international news, Indonesia's government has officially named former President Suharto a national hero, a decision that has provoked widespread outrage and accusations of historical revisionism. Suharto ruled Indonesia for over three decades, from 1967 to 1998. A period marked by corruption, censorship, and alleged mass human rights abuses. He was ousted in 1998 following mass protests and riots during an economic crisis and died in 2006. Supporters, including Culture Minister Fadli Zon, claim the honour recognises Suharto's military service during Indonesia's independence struggle, denying his involvement in the massacres. However, human rights groups and activists such as Amnesty International Indonesia condemned the move as whitewashing, one of history's darkest chapters. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees out with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11.3, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Before we go any further, you must know, this one comes with a language and content warning.